Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure. And you hail from South Australia. So what a fantastic basketball heritage SA have.
Yes. Come from Adelaide. Actually from country South Australia, a small town, probably a bit smaller than Burnie, actually. And grew up playing basketball there, moved to Adelaide as an 18-year-old for university, and got involved in basketball there with the First Sabres Basketball Club. And they're pretty up there in terms of their junior development and also with their NBL 1 team. So, yeah, my experience there has been all through juniors and in their senior competition and, assisting at the NBL 1 level as well the last few years. So, yeah, that's a great club to get started in your basketball pathway.
Were you targeted for this role or it came available? I think Ben Richmond might have been the man who was your predecessor. So did you have a desire to get to Tassie? Is this a little stepping stone for you?
Yeah, it's I've got a, I guess my professional career is in IT, but obviously, like many of us, volunteered a lot coaching and playing and doing committee stuff at the club level and saw this role come up and saw it as a real opportunity to merge all of my skills and experience in both fields and put it towards basketball. I think it's a bit of a lifelong dream, really, to work in a basketball role, and really enjoying it so far.
There'd be nothing like it, would it? The sport you love, the sport that you've been around, you're into it, and then next thing you know, you've snared roles in administrative and all of this this type of thing. It's a dream come true. I know that that my main sport, I guess, is cricket, and just to be involved in that, coaching over the years, etc. And I guess it allows you to put forward your views, doesn't it? You're the man. You've got a lot of say. You've got to also speak to other shareholders in the game, but it also gives you a chance to express yourself in the game, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. No matter what, I kind of go by the mantra of competition integrity, or for the better of the game. And so really I'm just trying to make things as best I can, and I think what I provide people along the coast here is just a different perspective on things. And there's no right or wrong way when you're doing sports administration. What all you can strive for is to make things better, and I think incrementally we'll do that. I think the stakeholders are all well engaged. The commission's been a great help along the way as well, and I think we're on the up in terms of making some improvements so that all parents and families continue to love the game.
Yeah, I think it's good to get a fresh set of eyes, because sometimes we think we're going along okay, but then there might be something staring us right in the face, and then if we get those new ideas, that new fresh set of eyes that can look at it, things can develop from there. You said about competition integrity. The NWBU has a lot of integrity. They've been going for such a long time. What are your thoughts on what you've seen and heard so far?
Yes, well, I haven't actually seen a game yet, unfortunately. I landed here in September last year, and I cannot wait until Friday when I'll be able to see the first live action. Missed the Ulverston Classic because I was isolating with my family, unfortunately, as well. So that'll be good fun. Forgotten what your question was there.
No, what are your thoughts about the NWBU? Well, you probably would have you would have had to just get a little bit of a little bit up to speed with the history of it, I guess. And even though you haven't seen a game, but what are your thoughts on your dealings, even let's say with some of the hierarchy of some of the clubs, because you would have certainly had some discussions with them.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think one of the things that hits you coming in from the outside is that there is that huge history here. I've spent most of my first few months getting up and down the coast to different clubs and meeting with presidents and key stakeholders and getting a real sense, from the community about what it actually means to everybody here and, like you say, that history behind it all. And you do a little bit of research. There's some lovely artifacts around the place that describes some of the great history here, and you see some of the great players that have gone through as well. So, look, I think it's got a great foundation in terms of that historical piece, and I just want to continue to try and build on that with the people that are involved, to today.
I think I read somewhere where La Trobe have only just appointed a coach of their men's program. And La Trobe's got a rich history of outstanding, very, very good basketball culture up there. But they're just a little bit slower off the mark than most of the other clubs?
Yeah, they are this year. It looks like they've had a little bit of a changeover unexpectedly, just leading into Christmas. And I think a bit of kudos to the basketball operations and the committee there to get things up and running for this season. So they've managed to recruit pretty well under trying circumstances, but I think they'll put a decent team on the floor. They've managed to recruit in the import from the Northwest Thunder, which is Kevaughn Scott. If you haven't heard about him, he's a 6'7" forward that looks like he can do some serious damage inside. So if they can complement him on the roster with some good guard play, I think they'll be pretty solid.
And Ulverston, obviously the team to beat after last year, and Penguin in the women's have just been so good over a period of time. So let's talk about the women's competition. Have you got much knowledge of that? I know that there's some very, very good people to look after the women's teams.
Yes, again, you know, I'm sort of coming in from the side a little bit, but from my understanding, watching the under-22s last year, it was Devonport and Wynyard were both very solid and went through the grand final there. And I think most of those teams make up the majority of the NWBU roster for the upcoming season. So, they'll both be pretty solid teams. I know that Emerson Wells has dropped across from Wynyard into Devonport, and obviously, they've lost Taya Webb from injury, but she might come back during the year as well. So I think Devonport are definitely going to be well placed to give the title a shake. But then, Wynyard will always be pretty solid. Burnie, most likely as well. I think that competition will be pretty even, and be very important to get wins down the stretch, I would have thought.
Before I let you go, a couple of things. Any glaring things that you observed from getting here, coming from that SA basketball background, was there anything that you felt you needed to make a slight tweak to, or is a little bit too early to start sort of manoeuvring things around?
I think what I can bring as well is just a level of consultation and transparency with the stakeholders. I think having been a club coach, often you can be in a bit of the wilderness, not understanding where you might stand with certain things with the governing body. And, I want to make sure that everyone understands that they can have a direct line of communication through, that they can raise any queries or concerns, that we'll always address them one way or another. You may not like it, but if it's fair, and again, following that competition integrity piece, I think we'll always end up in a good place. So I think from that perspective, it's just tidying some things up, putting some processes in place so that everyone knows how things should operate, and a little bit of operational efficiency as well as we go. So, in terms of on the floor, I leave that to the clubs. They're all passionate. They've got the right people in the right places. So it's a matter of supporting them in putting that product out there, I guess.
And just a final one, action, as you mentioned a little earlier, gets underway this Friday night. So it all starts again.
It does. Yeah, very excited. Like I said, looking forward to getting out and seeing some games. For me, I think I'll get along to watch Burnie and Penguin. I think that might be my choice of games this weekend, but I'm sure they'll all be cracking contests.
Yeah, that's right. And such a huge rivalry, and you'll get to understand that more as you get along. Well, Nathan, all the very best in the role. I know with your background, and particularly coming from that SA basketball, which is just brilliant. They've always had good people come out of there, and let's hope you enjoy your time on the Northwest Coast, and all the very best for the season, the NWBU. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.